WHDD presents Susan Says.
So, I guess it will not end. Another lousy week. Very little good news, lots of bad. The Dems can't get their act together, pass those bills which would help people. Most Americans of both parties want what the bills say. Two jerk senators screwing it up. Plus, yes, the two progressive gang in the House. Come on, you people! New Jersey had a great gov. Well, he almost lost it. Uh-oh, wake-up call. Terry McAuliffe in Virginia, well, we saw that coming, but the lies of MAGAs only added to it on a personal level. A friend of a friend who is only 40, a beautiful young mother of two, got COVID from her ex, who was a jerk and didn't get vaccinated and gave it to the kids and they gave it to her. She had a stroke, a bad one. So anyone out there who's too dumb to help yourself, help your spouse, or help your kids, get the damn vaccine. People are being shot over and over every weekend in New York, and the Supreme Court is deciding a case about open carry. Really? All this talk about climate control, we're not doing anything, but we are lecturing other places. Things I do not care about. Number one, who is Kim Kardashian dating? Number two, when will Wendy Williams be back? Things I do care about. Getting rid of DeJoy, who brings none to the Postal Service. Okay, one good thing. I'm reading a brilliant book, Sapiens, by Yuval Harari. Israeli professor, it's genius, it's everything they said it was. It's so interesting how we evolved as human beings. Oh, and probably won't last much longer, yeah. Okay, let's hope next week is better, and I get rid of this sore throat.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.